Welcome to another episode of Bedtime Stories with Salty Vixen. Tonight's story is titled, The Whip is Purple. I remember when we had band in Spanish together. I was a quiet one who had a mad crush on you, and you did not know that. Nobody knew that I liked you. Do you remember when I had my first modeling job? I told your friend to tell you, as that was the only way I could talk to you, as you made me very nervous. You approached me at lunch about it, asking me, I hear you've got a modeling job. Your voice, your words, I cannot forget that you noticed me that day. And years later, we had history together, and whenever I saw you in the hallway, I would smile. You never knew how much I looked up to you, even after all that happened years later. Well, you know what I'm talking about, don't you? Oh, yes. Well, my crush still lingers, as when I think about you after all these years, I still blush. And I wonder, do you remember me? And before we get into tonight's story, I'd like to remind my listeners that in the description box below is a link to my website with the full story typed out. Do you want to spank me? Oh, I hope you will tonight, baby. Yes, let's begin. Oh yes, the whip is purple. From the tips of the soft, wide, suede tails to the D-ring on the end of the handle. It is deep, rich color, studs in the handle a grip, but at the moment, there is not much danger of you losing hold as there is little energy involved. The tails are being stroked. Oh yes, across my skin. Yes. Oh, they speak for you. Soothing. Yes. Lulling. No words necessary, baby. Oh, there is no restraint involved either. No scene, no safe word, no head game, and no power exchange. None of the play acting that usually surrounds the activity that's about to unfold. Just the giving and receiving of sensation between the three of us. Oh, I am naked, face down on the bed, pillows, rising my hips, another pillow for my head, arms folded beneath it. You, yes, similarly stripped, gradually working to find the action required. And the whip, oh yes, the whip, supposedly gentle, but I'm not sure, as it looks like we're about to find out. Oh yes, yes, baby, you start slow. Just running the tails through your fingers feels oh so fucking sensuous. So you can imagine how this feels for me, baby. Face down. Yes, baby. Oh, feeling the unseen tendrils trailing down across back, bottom, and thighs. Then back up again. Yes, feels good. Oh, yes. You are watching closely, feeling with the whip, watching for signs. You detect a slight shiver. The room is not cold as such, but it feels as though the heating has been turned on, but not enough to warm the place up. And still, my tremors may yet be anticipation or fear. If the whip speaks for you, baby, then my body speaks for me, if I learn its language. You are now flicking the tails. Yes, tips meeting flesh. Not enough to mock, but just enough to blush, and a tinge is appearing. This takes a surprising amount of skill. Yes, measuring the distance and getting the flick of the wrist just right. Too soon, and there's not any contact. Too late. Well, there's too much. There's a light whistling sound and heavy breathing. Yes, and the dampened sounds of the outside world. No words. Still, you're not sure you would hear any from me, My head is buried in the pillow, hair cascading and hiding me. But my body, yes, my body speaks volumes. From the way the skin discolors under each strike, to the slight movement of arms, legs, and hips. A slight rotation grinding myself in the pillow beneath my hips. Yes, the chill is gradually dispelling. The intensity is increasing. You have been working on my upper back, but it's clear that there's real arousal being generated by the sharp crack of the whip on my sexy ass. Oh, I know how much you love my ass, baby. Yes, a slow stroke keeps the tails spread on impact. Yes, caressing and soothing, putting some muscle in ensures that the tails bunch together up to the moment of contact transmitted. A dull thud, a hard bucking. You alternate between the two strokes, surprising me with sudden, intense change. Yes, tugging, reluctant gasp from me. Oh, yes, baby. Oh, yes, crack it again. Oh, God, I love the whip. Yes, nothing more, though. Now, we still have our advocate speaking to each of us. You, the whip, and me. My body. As you move around the bed, swinging as you go, heat rising at both ends. Yes, baby. You are now just whipping my lower body, ass, and thighs. Moving quickly now, fast, and hard strokes, baby. I love it. Yes. Covering the entire area, leaving no time for a stroke to register and be processed before delivering the next. Yes. Whip it good, baby. Yes. You can see that I am steadily climbing a ladder of arousal. You whip down from above, letting the tails between thighs and licking my pussy. The low groan accompanied by the way I rise myself in preparation for the next stroke indicates lust, not mere pain. Now, as the endgame approaches, the overwhelming sensation is one of heat. Yes, yours from the exertion, creating a sheen of sweat on your torso, and mine from the effect of sweat on skin, the reaction of the body's natural defenses, and also from my arousal. Yes, as obvious in sight, sound, and scent. The connection now has feral overtones, and you know that even if I can't tell it from the place you've sent me, oh, I won't need it much more, as you determine a figure in your mind and quickly drum out a rhythm, rising my arm high and bringing it down fast, counting in your head, attempting one last boost of endorphins in me, baby. Oh, you don't need any more than you already have. Yes, suddenly it's finished. Again, no words. We just sense it. All three of us. And then you drop the whip. You want to share the heat. You then crouch and press yourself into my back. Feeling the glow of bruised flesh. Yes, me feeling the warmth of sweat and worked musculature. Further down, more heat of a different kind as you enter me with a single thrust. Yes, I push back, and neither of us last long, both gushing, and then we hold each other as we come down, baby, together. And then time passes. Neither of us can say how much. Gradually, our shared heat will be replaced by that of the midday sun streaming through the gaps in the curtains, and of the warm, fragrant bath we will share to complete the calm down. But for now, yes, we lay together, intertwined, contemplating how much more heat we'll both generate next time from that beautiful purple whip. I hope you enjoyed tonight's story. Until next time, my lovelies, remember, stay horny. Yes, stay wet and stay salty vixen. Goodbye.